Hi, I'm Janice Cruz, and you are listening to the Self-Love Science Podcast, where I can teach you a methodical approach to learning how to love yourself. So today I want to talk about formulas. This is math, but I was an English major, so it's only words. The formula is forgiveness plus gratitude equals peace. Now, I wish it were sexier. I wish it were more original, but it's not. You've been hearing about peace and forgiveness and gratitude all over the damn place, right? So I gamify life, right? I play life like it's a video game. This helps me take on the mindset that if I'm trying to prove something, I can find clues for it. Here's what I mean by that. If I need to prove that there is good in the world, I pretend like the world is a video game, right? And I'm like, where's the proof that there is good? Like a little treasure hunt, like when you're looking in like for Easter eggs, you know, in movies or in games. And what happens is whatever problem you're trying to solve, whatever question you're trying to answer, you're going to find proof that it's true. That's how the internet works. So that's how your brain works. Now, when I was looking for how to love myself, and it was part of the healing journey, I learned about forgiveness. Now, the way that I'd seen forgiveness executed in the past always had to do with relationships. Is my biggest problem relationships? So I would see women forgive men who cheated on them. That's the only context I had for forgiveness. I didn't have any other examples. And what would happen was this woman would be very unhappy. And when I say this woman, I mean so many examples. This woman would be very unhappy. And she would say, girl, you know, I'm going to forgive him because we love each other. Or like even I've said, oh, you know, I'm not perfect either, right? Like you have to justify it. And then we would do it so that we could re-enter the bad relationship. And the forgiveness was a show for everybody else to like say, hey, I'm going to do it again. I know I'm going to look stupid. I know this is bad for me. I know that there is probably like a better person out there, but I'm going to do it anyway. So the concept of forgiveness for me occurred only in like the excuse that you have so that you can go do some stupid shit again. Gratitude, that I started, it was like real foreign to me, you know? It was always like, be grateful for what you have. People have less out there. There's people who don't have anything to eat. Be grateful for this meal. There's people with a worse life than you. Like you're better than some other situations, or your situation's better than others. Be grateful. But for me, gratitude also came with its own weight. Like I hated my job. Ugh, I worked in call centers, was miserable. I hated getting yelled at every day. And I would be told, there's no jobs out there. You just got to be grateful for what you have. So gratitude also carried the weight of stay where you are, change nothing, because it could be worse out there. So forgiveness was like, stay in the bad situation. Gratitude was like, stay in the bad situation. And what I had to do in my healing journey, I was learning about these concepts. Oh, and I was trying to make a point a moment ago about the gamification of life and looking for clues. So to me, I'm like, the number one most important thing we need to know is about love. And I was like, when you look in the world for, if you need a sign, what am I supposed to do? Go to any like gas station and you're going to see mugs with the word love on it and little teddy bears with love. And everywhere you go, it's like love and people with the little infinite love sign. And everywhere you go in the world, you're going to find some sort of symbolism of love. And I think it's because that's the number one thing people need to know. So you're going to see it splattered everywhere, like in a video game, and there's an Easter egg and they're trying to lead you down like, if you go down this path, life is good. It's love. Okay. Forgiveness and gratitude. Back to that. So first of all, if you have a context of forgiveness and gratitude, and it is negative. And it is painful, hurtful. If your definition of forgiveness means allowing someone to hurt you again, let's pretend that you don't speak that language. You know, let's pretend that somebody hijacked the word and made you believe it meant something else, but that person's full of shit and they're a liar and they don't know anything and they're dumb. Like, they didn't go to the school, you know? And the same thing with gratitude. I feel like people are a little bit more open to the gratitude end of this formula, but they're both necessary. So here's the visual that I got, and I want you to use this. I use this example a lot, so I'm sure it will be repeated. There's a scale, right? Like, think of a scale that's got the two like kind of dishes on either side, and if you put weight on one side, the opposite side will lift up because one side is way down. When life throws horrible things at you, when you have had so many bad experiences, when you've learned that the world is bad, when you've witnessed it for yourself, bad things have happened to you or you've done bad things. Let's say every single experience is a little rock and you put that rock on the left side, little pebble. And so at some point, if you are currently in a state of anger, sadness, like perpetual grief, guilt, shame, self-loathing, the left side of your scale is weighed all the way down. And so you might put joy, right? This is why people say, I can't do an affirmation. Like, if I look in the mirror and say life is good, I'm going to be like, no, it's not, right? And it's valid. No, it's not. That's because you put one pebble on the right side of the scale, but the left side's too heavy. Now, let's say you put a lot of weight on the right. Let's say you're super sad and super depressed. We're going to put like the medical things to the side. Like, if you've got this extreme depression that cannot be managed, like, and you need help, go get help. This is a conversation for everyone else. Let's say you got 50 pounds of bullshit on the left and you're like, I'm meditating, I'm doing yoga, I'm eating clean, I'm going for runs, I'm going to therapy, I'm doing all this shit, but I can't seem to get past like being numb. I can't seem to really feel joy. Everything's okay, you know? It's because the weight on the left is still there. So there's a point where you'd have to like flood out everything, right? But the weight on the left is still there. So here's how you remove pebbles. Dun, 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 dun. Part of the formula, forgiveness. Every time you forgive a person outside of you or yourself, you remove the pebble. Now that is your weight you're carrying. You're not removing a pebble from their scale. They're not your problem. If they're a piece of shit and they're out in the world just destroying lives, that's over there. That's their burden. That's their weight. That's their journey. Those pebbles there, sometimes people come and they just like put a boulder on your shit. And you're like, I didn't ask for this. It's not my fault that happened to me. You know, some of you were born into this. Some of y'all were born with the pain part of the scale weighed all the way down. But this is a joy pain scale, right? Forgive people who hurt you, however you need to do it, right? I'm going to tell you a couple practices in a moment. Because how can I explain it? Like, forgiveness is like taking the rock off the left and putting it on the right. There's a moment where you are free of all the weight. I will say this caveat, right? Like, I have been through trauma. I have been through various forms of trauma and various forms of abuse. And I know that in the world there are people who have gone through things I could not imagine. So I'm very respectfully saying this, and I want you to hear that part, that it is the kindness that I have seen in the world. It is the healing that I have witnessed. I have watched people discuss some gruesome things that they've been through, and the moment that it's lifted from their soul and they're free, I've seen it. It's, you can feel the weight of other people's shit just drop off, and they elevate. Their skin gets brighter. They're so vibrant and exciting. They radiate out. And I know those people have been through worse things than me. So I'm including everybody, no matter what it is you've been through and no matter what it is that you've already done. To forgive people, the first practice that I think, the most basic, the most available, the easiest, well, maybe not easiest, the simplest, is to write in a journal. Write letters to these people. And you're not going to say, I forgive you, you know, not yet. I mean, if you want to just go straight for the jugular, you're like, yo, I want to get this out of my system. Write letters about what they did to hurt you. You have to slow your hand down and write it out. You need to be able to not think through it, not talk through it. You need to be able to write it down so you can be at a slower pace. And write letters, bro. And you're going to see what's inside of you, first of all. I witnessed ugliness inside of me. Ugh, I'm writing it down on paper and then feeling shame. Like, wow, I feel that way about people. That's inside of me. And I write letters. And some of them was like, you know, drawing so hard on paper, ripping holes in it with my pen. And I was like, you know what? I think I should come back to this page at a different day because I can't deal with that right now. So start with somebody easy. You know, forgive somebody you really like. You know, it's like, mom, I forgive you for getting annoyed with me, for leaving my clothes in the bathroom, you know, I forgive you. And then I would write letters to, like, you know, I wrote letters to all my ex-boyfriends, all of them. If you're my ex-boyfriend, did I write you a letter? Yes, I did. And I just wrote letters to everybody that hurt me. And then I wrote letters to myself, like, I made mistakes, like, damn it, I made mistakes so many times. And I had to say, girl, you were young. You were trying to stand up for yourself. You know, it's okay, honey, to get it wrong. It's okay that somebody hurt you and you went out and hurt another person. It's okay. Like, it's not okay in the moment, right? Like, maybe that person has shit built up because of me. But for me, I said, I'm going to let it go now. The moment is past. That person's not in my life anymore. I'm not going to relive it. I'm not going to lock myself back in the cage. And it's a really powerful way to get rid of it, you know? And then in conjunction, in the joy pain scale, you're going to add joy. So you're removing one rock at a time. You're adding a rock. You could take it off the left, put it on the right. I don't care. You get new rocks. You could have the left be coals and you throw them in trash and burn them. And the right be crystals, you know what I'm saying? Rose quartz and all that, selenite, whatever. And the joy side is, like, again, like, journaling sounds simple. It is. Thank God that it's not more complicated. Thank God you don't need to climb to the top of a mountain in the Himalayas and go talk to a monk to forgive someone. You could do it while you're, you know, chilling in your sala, watching Netflix. And then joy, gratitude, man. Find something amazing in your life about you. Find something about yourself that you love. Look in the mirror. Call yourself beautiful or handsome, you know, whatever one speaks to you, or cute or dope or sassy, whatever. Say something nice to yourself and you're gonna feel like these waves of ugliness. Oh my God, when I stood in the mirror and I was like, I am worthy and deserving of love. My brain goes, oh, this is so stupid. Write that down, because this is so stupid. Like, that thought that comes up, it's not just in the mirror. It's everywhere. It's when you're about to go for a goal. It's about when you're about to speak up. It's about when you're about to believe in yourself. That thought when you say something nice to you and then you hit yourself back with something preventing you, the world is full of good and amazing and beautiful people. And your brain goes, no, it's not. Have you met Joe? You know, or whatever. Write it down. No, it's not. That's what you're doing to yourself every time you're about to do something good. So you do these affirmations in the mirror. Some people hate affirmations. Yeah, if there's too much weight on the left, an affirmation is going to be really annoying. It's supposed to be annoying at first. Do you love yourself yet? You know, like, where are you in the journey? Are you in the shame place? Shit's going to come up when you try to say something nice to yourself. If you're an angry person, things are going to come up in the mirror and you can't lie to yourself. You can't bullshit yourself. You can't talk yourself out of it. You got to like see yourself, right? And then be grateful, man. Like look at you and see how awesome you are. Express gratitude for the good things you've experienced in life. Maybe you had one person that said something really kind. Maybe somebody said they like your shoes. You know, maybe one time you found $20 on the floor. And if you have nothing to be grateful for, like one of my friends told me, be grateful for the moon. And the fact that it will light even the darkest of nights. And knowing that even on nights that you're walking out and it's pitch black because the moon is behind clouds. Tomorrow, for sure, it's going to come out. It's going to like show its beautiful face. And then fill your space with things that make you happy. And this is another simple one. This is another simple one. Do you like going for walks? Go for a walk. Do you like buying $8 Lush bath bombs? Maybe you have like financial shit, so only buy one, but buy one. Take a bath. I love being covered in hot, boiling hot water. You know, not boiling, but you know what I'm saying? Like really hot water. Like in the shower, you can never fully be covered. You can never get all the way hot in the shower. And one of the things that I did was I like building like miniature things. And I've always been fascinated when I was a child and I had never built one. So I like ordered myself a kit on Amazon and I built like a little tiny two-bedroom apartment. And it was like this visualization thing. Like this is me and my daughter's apartment. And I had to put together little beds, the dressers, the desk, the computer. I had to sew mini pillows. Oh my God. It was so much fun. I would get lost for hours. That's how I knew that it was the right thing because I could go from morning to night and people, and I'd look and I'd be like, it's 3 a.m. Like I would get up at 7 a.m. so that I had a couple hours to build my little tiny house before my daughter woke up and wanted to play with it. And I would be up all night. I played The Sims video game. I went out by myself. I was like, man, I'm like lonely. I had been confined in my house. Like this is before the pandemic. So I was in quarantine for a year before the pandemic started. I couldn't leave my house. I was going through treatment. I was sick. I was unwell. My hair had fallen out. A lot of things happened. Emotionally, I wasn't ready. And I would just like go out and have, you know, a cup of tea, like an iced tea somewhere. And I would just sit and write in my journal. And then like one day I reached the bottom of my list. Like I was writing these letters of forgiveness. And then one day I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Like a revelation. I was like, holy shit, I am happy. I was in pure peace and tranquility and bliss. My parents have this amazing, beautiful backyard. They've been working on it for 20 years. I mean, my dad had just like extended it out, added new concrete, got some new furniture, put these like awnings up, pergolas, you know. It was like a resort back there. And I was going out ball headed in the yard and I would just like admire the grass and the flowers and the bees and the wasps. But I was like, oh, wasp, I'm scared of you, but you matter somehow. You know, nature put you here for a reason. And I'll walk around the pool and I was like, yo, I'm so happy. It was so much peace because there's a bottom of the well. There's a last rock. Now, maybe your last rock is like stuck with glue, kind of drilled in. Maybe there's going to be residue left over and little pebbles. That's all right. Maybe you can have a couple little pebbles on there until your last breath. But there is a moment where the joy far outweighs the peace. And it is like this explosion of joy and peace. It's so big. It is magnificent. It's glorious. Imagine, just imagine waking up and looking in the mirror and smiling and being like, I'm still here. And I get to live this life. I get to be this happy again. I get to do this one more time. What did I do right to deserve this amazing life? I have friends that I love, or maybe one good friend, right? If you're like, no, I'm an introvert, I just want one friend. Okay, you have one good friend. I love the space that I'm in. I love the skin that I'm in. I love my hair. Like, my hair fell out, and the first time I went to leave my house, I was like, they're gonna think that I'm androgynous, and I didn't want it to be cute, you know? And then I was like waking up and I was like, but damn, like my hair's curly now and it wasn't before. And I was like, oh, all my dreams have come true. Chemo gave me curly hair. Oh my God. And it feels like waves of bliss washing over you. It's radiating. You're drawing it in from the world outside and you're radiating out. You have this like circle, this radius of peace. I walk around right now in a state of euphoria. There are some days I am talking to someone and they have no idea. I just look like I'm chilling and I feel overwhelming peace and bliss and joy, and it feels so good to be me. I'm so damn happy. I'm so happy. And I definitely cried for like 6 hours earlier today. So I just want to like give the caveat, like, you're still a person. You're gonna have down, but then you, because now I'm happy, right? I was dancing in my mirror, enjoying myself, got dressed up. And I was like, life is still good in spite of what's going on. Imagine that. Imagine loving your job. Imagine loving your partner. Imagine loving yourself. It's dope. It is. I'm telling you. You don't have to guess. It's like amazing. I love it. Obsessed. I'm going to do it again tomorrow. And everyone can do it. Joy, pain, scale. Forgiveness to release the pain from the left side of the scale. Gratitude and doing things you love to add weight to the right side of the scale. And the day's going to happen where the joy outweighs the pain, right? But then there's going to be a day where you lift a rock and the joy is going to whoom, right? Like whoom. And it's going to feel so good. You're going to be like, oh my God, I didn't even know this was possible. If you're a happy person and you've always been happy, you're like, what are you talking about? No, there's people who don't know. I was one of them. I never knew joy and peace like this existed. I had no idea. I'm like still literally confused some days. I'm like, what the hell? And now I can feel emotions. I feel emotions so fully. I don't block nothing out. I cried this morning because I'm in pain. I made a choice. And then 24 hours later, I was like, oh shit, damn. I wish I would have waited. I wish I would have thought that one out a little bit more. I think I needed to make a choice. But I was like, did it have to be that one? Did it have to be that one? And then, you know, I took a mental health day. And I've cried 10 times today. And like, that's okay, you know? You are going to cry again in the future. But you're going to bounce back to that happiness. I am okay with crying. I'm okay with feeling pain. I'm okay with like really feeling pain and letting it out and dealing with it. I'm like, I'm going to deal with this shit right here, right now. Because I know what happens when you store it. It's a rock. And my scale is tipped all the way down. Like when some shit hits the fan, something drops on the left side, it just like, it barely like vibrates. And then that rock rolls off, or I swipe it off, or I kick it off, or I karate chop. And I'm like, get out of my space, you know? And that's what you got to do, man. Deal with things up front, confront them, deal with it head on. When you're like not really through with it, that might be more challenging. It's okay. It's a practice, right? It's a game, or maybe this whole world is a school. It's worth it. Ugh. The journey is worth it. The result is, like, if you're in the darkness right now, if you're weighed super far down, maybe there's a ton, maybe there's cement, maybe somebody done glued the pain part of your scale to the floor. And you got to chip away, and you got to undo your ancestral curses or whatever. Like, I don't think anything exists, nothing, that feels better than this. I think that the joy that I feel, like, no matter how much money I have, no matter what, like, if I fall in love and have the best husband in the world, and I am just like so overjoyed. If I can travel to any part of the world, if I don't have to work, if I'm just surrounded by happy and peaceful and loving friends, as amazing as all those things are, loving yourself is the absolute best feeling in the world. The best. Number one, there's no limit. There's no end. You can just keep pouring it back in, and you could tap into it whenever you want. Nobody can stop you. If you have people around you that are adding to that weight, that the pain part of the scale, move on, kick them to the curb, choose yourself. One day you're going to, you know, you might be crying and saying, damn, who's going to love me? And then stand in the mirror and say, I love you. Look at yourself in the eyeballs. Get uncomfortable. Get real close. Like, put your eye like really close so you can see your own eyelashes. Be like, I love you. And one day you're going to just believe it. You're going to know it's true. And you're going to be like, everything I went through was necessary. All the rocks that were weighing down that pain part. Without every single one of those experiences, without all the bullshit, without all of the things I've had to put up with, I wouldn't get to be this person. And when you love yourself in this moment, you see it. You're like, oh, I had to go through that miserable situation. I had to stand up for myself so I could be this person. That is self-love. That is self-love. Choosing yourself, making difficult choices, and risking getting them wrong. That is self-love. Forgiving yourself if you get it wrong. Telling yourself good job if you get it right. Saying you're doing your best, baby girl, baby boy, baby person, you know? Like pour it in. Receive it. Perhaps you don't know what it feels like to receive love. That, like, I'm learning right now. When I try to visualize like this amazing, loving, you know, life partnership, I'm like, oh shit, do I know how to be loved like that? I know how to love myself. So that's the jumping off point. If somebody can reflect love that makes me feel the way I feel when I love myself, or close to it, or like, or they got that for themselves, I'm like, you love yourself? You might be capable, you know? The friendships I choose, like, oh my God, I'm so lucky. Gratitude. I had a friend I cried my heart out to today. And I'm like so grateful that I have the space to do that without weighing someone else down. I feel it, you know. I feel so excited for my life and for getting to be me. And I just, man, if I could hand it to you in a vial, if I could create the essence of what I feel every day, I would give it to every single person on this planet. And I swear to God, if everybody had one little vial of what I feel, there will be peace on earth in that day. Nobody will fuck with nobody. Everybody will be like, what? This is what love feels like. This is what happiness feels like. Some people will be like, hey, this tastes like yesterday for me. This tastes like what I already feel, right? And some people will be like, what the hell was that? Oh, shit. What is that? It's weird. That moment of joy and peace. What? That exists? Yeah. And like, I can't put it in a vial, you know? I can't. But I could put it on a podcast and radiate out and set my intention to be that if I show people love, if I explain it the way that I understand it, that if there's a like kind of a step-by-step guidance system, maybe somebody's going to learn how to do it, man. Ugh. And knowing what I know about the world and how many times I've gone out looking for ways to heal and stumbling on people, and I'm like, man, your voice, the way you said it. And I'm so grateful for those people being brave enough to do it. And that's what I'm doing here. The intention that I set when I wanted to do this podcast was like, I want people to have a piece of this. I want to share it. I want the whole world to experience peace, man. I know the darkness so well. I know pain so well. And now I know love. Just try it. If your brain's trying to shut it down, consider the possibility that maybe what I'm saying is true. It is true for me. And maybe you can create it to be true for you. But it's going to start with making a decision or asking a question. If you're going to ask the question, it should be, how do I love myself? Is self-love possible? What does it feel like to love myself? What does happiness feel like? Ask a question that if you get the answer, that if you get the proof, what you win is peace. What you win is love. Some good people out in the world. I'm telling you, I've met them. I know them. I've seen them. I've held their hand. I've given them hugs. Back when we were allowed to give hugs. I'm so happy that that's making a comeback. Huggers, extroverts, we are not okay. All right. We are not okay. So many blessings. I hope all of your dreams come true. I really mean that. Have a beautiful day, everyone.